The human muscle power was used by the people of the Earth, who worked on the building, while the telekinetic powers were used by the foreigners from the star systems Orion and Leo. And of these foreigners, however, only a few had powerful telekinetic powers, thus, only small works were settled in this manner. Billy, thus, misunderstandings arise. Quetzal, 299. Exact answers always trace back to an exact specifying of the questions. Billy, of course. Then a clear question, several times, I have already determined that your knowledge is very comprehensive with regard to spiritual and creative interests. To what extent do you occupy yourself therewith? Quetzal, 300. Also nothing remains hidden to you. Dash 301. My efforts go on, in order to acquire the status of a Nishwais. Billy, oh no, and you first say that now, after we have already known each other for so long? Quetzal, 302. You never asked about it. Billy, well roared, lion. You are right, yes, because you only explain things about yourself if I ask for them. I should actually do that myself. Quetzal, 303. That, you also do, yes. 304. When I think that I must constantly strive very much if I want to learn something about you. 305. Since you only rarely tell me something about yourself, as you also do so with the group members, I must always do my best to get to know something about you that is otherwise necessary for me. Billy, then we are both just sick in the same hospital, if you know what I mean. Quetzal, 306. This saying is known to me from Yukout, that is will be overrun by foreign war powers. Is there a particular reason for this? As a neutral state, our country should be respected and should remain spared from acts of war. Quetzal, 309. If Switzerland would actually remain neutral, then it would also be spared from acts of war. 310. Through many irresponsible ones of the people and the government, the land of peace, as it was called in the early prophecies, will lose its true neutrality, despite contrary statements and promises of the irresponsible ones. 311. The fact will be that these irresponsible ones, for which they already prepare and strive today, will form connections with the UN and NATO, as well as with the forthcoming European Union, whereby the true neutrality of Switzerland will be destroyed, and indeed, against all contrary assertions of the responsible governments and the misled population, as I already explained to you. 312. Through the UN and NATO, Switzerland and also the citizens will be drawn into acts of war. 313. Although the UN should be of a purely peaceful nature, that won't remain so because it will be inevitable in the new millennium that also the UN forces will take up army at the expense of the citizens and will be able to laugh at the stupidity of their advocates. 319. The rulers of the individual countries, as well as those of the European Union and Brussels, will gradually take it so far, even to the point where they will want to sue and punish their rejecters, complainants, and critics. 320. And the doings of the European Union will ultimately be the decisive reason for the fact that, from the East, military forces will invade Europe and will subjugate and destroy everything, if the entire population of Europe and their governments do not rationally work against everything, so that the threatening prophecies do not fulfill themselves. Billy, when should these connections with the planned European Union come about, then? I mean with regard to Switzerland. Quetzal, 321. The beginnings for this will already be established by the leaders of the government of Switzerland in the coming 90s, but the actual connections won't come about until the next millennium. 322. The irrationality of both the government and the majority of the Swiss people will, unfortunately, be more powerful than their reason. 323. And through this, all roads will be paved for the autonomy of the government, by what means the catastrophe will ultimately break out over Switzerland, if the country's citizens still don't become sensible and don't counteract the machinations that lead to slavery and war. 324. The people in the European countries and, with these, also those in Switzerland, still have time to prevent everything and to turn to the better, but it is doubtful as to whether their reason will triumph and whether they will prevent the imminent evil thereby, for this is still possible during the next few years, but after this, it will then become too late very quickly. Billy, reason is to be hoped for, but such hope will probably be pointless, I think. Quetzal, 325. As well as everything looks, you'll probably be right. 326. Unfortunately. Billy, it would be right to me if you would still say a few important things and if you'd mention some aspects that are important for the Earth people. Quetzal, 327. I can do that, yes. 328. However, this requires that I inform someone about my extended absence. 329. Wait a moment. 330. Yes, it's okay, I can postpone my task. Quetzal spoke in a language unfamiliar to me, over his communication device, with a female person who is likewise unknown to me. 331. What should I speak of now? Billy, let's hear something in the sense of what you extraterrestrials have to tell us Earth people in general, regarding behavior and development, love, knowledge and wisdom, as well as regarding peace and truth, etc. In your kind, you are all very highly developed and extremely loving beings, who have overcome all acts of violence and who wish that we sorry earthworms would also free ourselves from the illogical violence. In this context, I think that it would be appropriate for you to say a few words. Quetzal, 332. There is a lot that can and must be addressed, and I would like to list that which I have to say as follows. 333. 1. For the Earth humans, we wish all aggression, acts of violence and wars, as well as all criminality, all hate, all discord, every bondage as well as any craving for vengeance and retaliation. 334. 2. In order that correct justice and humanity, as well as true reverence for life can prevail, it is our desire that in all countries worldwide, torture as well as the death penalty be abolished and laws are enacted where every life and the right to soundness of the body and psyche are respected and placed under legal protection. 335. 3. We wish that a normal state of population and births be strived for on Earth and, in this regard, effective worldwide birth control be enforced, because only through this can too excessive an overpopulation be avoided and even further privation, criminality, hate against fellow men, wars, exploitation of Earth's resources to the utmost, as well as new diseases, epidemics and misery be avoided and contained. 336. 4. A means of food production should be strived for on Earth among all people and these goods should be distributed in such a manner that the misery of hunger no longer develops and, therefore, all people have enough food. 337. 5. Earth humans should no longer be destructive in all areas of science and in the cultivation of land and forests, as well as water utilization, etc., but rather be constructive and progressive. 338. This also refers to the preservation of a healthy atmosphere and ever more threatening climatic change, with reference to that which originates through human fault. 339. 6. Earth humans should consciously unfold in the forms of love and knowledge, as well as in true humanity, and recognize creation given evolution as the highest goal and meaning of life. 340. 7. Earth humans should utilize their sciences in such a manner that true, positive progress develops in every respect. 341. 8. The cognition, knowledge, experience, as well as wisdom should grow within Earth humans that they are not the only human life forms in the entire universe and are, furthermore, but a fraction of the whole within the universe. 342. 9. True peace as well as true love and freedom should finally prevail on earth and among all human beings regardless of skin color, race and faith, without hate, revenge, jealousy, craving for retaliation, privation, misery, murder, homicide, terror and wars. 343. 10. It should come to an end that the countries of Earth, even the poorest and most underdeveloped among them, maintain armies that are armed to the teeth and senselessly burn away innumerable sums of money in the billions which could and should be used for the true well-being of the people. 344. Thus it should finally cease that politicians and the military, as well as the most diverse organizations everywhere in the world, talk about peace and freedom, love and humanity, in order to justify tremendous financial expenditures on the one hand, and on the other hand, to snatch up even more of these funds for purposes of war and terror and to heat up the weapons industry so that further acts of terrorism and war can be carried out with the new weapons. 345. 11. It must finally come to an end on Earth that human beings with other forms of conviction as well as different faith, skin color and race are hated, pursued, tortured and killed. 346. 12. It must come to an end that umpteen thousand tons of food are criminally destroyed on a daily basis for reasons of profit or, due to low market prices, they are simply thrown into rivers, fed to livestock or left to rot away. Food which would spare millions of people from a death by starvation, in particular women and children who are the ones bearing the most misery in this regard. 347. 13. It must come to an end that Earth humans as a whole face all their enormous problems helplessly and powerlessly because all the profit-greedy, irresponsible and unscrupulous ones are able to conduct their criminal affairs unrestrained without being held accountable for them, as are also the governmental persons of responsibility who are incapable of administering their office within the framework of a just and appropriate leadership in order to resolve the mounting problems. 348. 14. Most urgently, the Earth human must learn to bear his own responsibility and consciously act in a progressive manner in accordance with this. 349. It can no longer persist that the responsibility is simply shifted onto someone or something else, because the individual is responsible for all of his own thinking, feelings and actions. 350. The individual must recognize and adhere to his responsibility, because only when the individual begins recognition of his responsibility and adheres to his responsibility will the next person be prompted to do the same, whereby others, in turn, will join in, and finally the whole of Earth's mankind will be taken up by it. 351. 15. If the individual person feels the need to actively do something to change the world, its human beings in particular, this actually is within his power, but only in such a manner that he be an example to his fellow man and fellow men. 352. Thus every person has it within him, herself to begin a change for the better, toward peace, love, freedom, progress, as well as toward knowledge and wisdom. 353. Everyone must make a start by himself and also discover the way to a free and happy life on his own. 354. Each person must first acquire an optimistic attitude solely for himself, and from this will initially result the progress of expansion through which his fellow men will be prompted and will join in. 355. And if people think consciously in this direction, then they will make the amazing discovery that all means and all hopes for a true progress exist only when they start everything by themselves. 356. 16. The human being must recognize, discover and experience, in detail through his own cognition, what his true, innermost being is and how it relates to the external personality. 357. 17. Unfortunately, Earth humans have generally assigned top ranks or top status to political, economic, scientific, military, material and financial values. 358. These, however, are non-values that bring tremendous damage through which the well-being in physical and psychological aspects is impaired, as well as the consciousness-related development of the individual and even of the whole of mankind. 359. As a result, the true sages and philosophers have vanished, making room for the wannabes with respect to wisdom and philosophy who frequently inundate the world and its mankind with horrendous nonsense that has nothing to do with reality, correctness and conformity to laws of the spiritual energies and creation. 360. All of these non-values must be removed in order to place the true sages back in their proper place in society. 361. The opportunity must be provided for these few who are presently on earth, to emerge from their people. Nevertheless do this, then they forfeit their evolution and thus the meaning of their existence. 366. And if they do not lose their life in a direct manner, then they make themselves dependent on the rulers of a political, dictatorial, military or materially wealthy form, shouting approval and support for them and becoming those who live an appearance instead of those who truly live, exist. 367. 19. The Earth human must free himself from the variety of political, dictatorial, military, scientific and faith-oriented directions, as this alone guarantees, on the one hand, the discovery and following of the path of the creational truth and its laws and commandments, as well as, on the other hand, a loving, peaceful, liberated, wise and harmonious functioning of the individuals and the entire community of mankind. 368. Truthfully, no movement of a political, military, economical, scientific, philosophical and faith-oriented form should be allowed to dominate over another. 369. However, if such domination exists, then rivalries, hate, racism, faith and political struggles, as well as discord, lack of freedom, unkindness, ignorance and many further non-values develop which lead to destruction, murder and manslaughter, in addition to warlike actions and falsehood. 370. 20. The Earth human must change toward the good and positive through his own reason and grasp of responsibility, and thereby rehabilitate himself. 371. Thus he must establish his own dimension and free himself from his self-demeaning service toward all his shortcomings and his false helps and desires. 372. The Earth human considers that he will live new lives over and over again in striving for that which is higher in accordance with the creational laws and commandments through many new personalities and reincarnation of the spirit form and the comprehensive consciousness block, namely in the obligation of a creational path that he consciously develops in every logical, good and positive form. 373. But this means that every person must strive for his advancement through every personal responsibility, and society must also make that possible for him. 374. It is correct that everybody takes the trouble to perform the required work for which he will be paid and which will enable him to afford housing in one form or the other, as well as, in self-responsibility, to bear the cost of his food and clothing and also for his training and education and for all arising needs. 375. 21. The Earth human must learn to recognize and understand his true, innermost creational being, because solely through will it be possible for him to get involved with his body and, above all, his material consciousness and its awakening and development. 376. Thus he learns his own self-appreciation for his innermost being as well as his body and consciousness and come to this realization by himself. 377. So the recognition and conscious arousal of one's own innermost being occurs through the awakening of the material consciousness as well as true awareness of the body. 378. These 21 important things, dear friend, should be my statements for now, which I mentioned in accordance with your wish. 379. In another visit, I will, perhaps, try to continue with the statements. Billy, my sincere thanks for your remarks. I would also like to thank you in advance that you want to address even other points in later conversations. Many thanks. Quetzal, 380. But now, it must really be enough for today. 381. Until we meet again. Billy, bye. Until we meet again, and many thanks again. 216th Contact Monday, March 16, 1987, 11:11 PM Quetzal, 1. Here I am again, my friend. 2. Be greeted, and I am also to give you very warm greetings from Sam Jace and deliver the very best wishes. 3. Also to greet you very warmly, as well as Plia, Askit and Nera, as well as Manara and Taljda. 4. In addition, those who are still unknown to you from the Dull Universe as well as from the Planetara greet you. Billy, be welcomed. My friend. It's nice that you are here again. May I ask, how are all those who greeted me through you? Quetzal, 5. They are all doing well. Billy, nice to hear. Recently, we spoke of the coming gene manipulation by the earthly scientists. Afterwards, you told me that you would tell me something about gene doping in our next conversation. Quetzal, 6. That is correct. 7. The genetic research by the earthly scientists will entail, namely starting from the new millennium, that fighters and sportsmen, etc. will receive stimulants and, thus, stimulant drugs in the form of gene injections. 8. This kind of dope, if you can give me an answer to it. Our scientists say that wisdom teeth of modern man are an unnecessary leftover from prehistoric man's time and are absolutely unnecessary today. Is that right? Quetzal, 10. Wisdom teeth are a necessity for humans because if these are missing, then the food is no longer chewed properly and is only crushed poorly. 11. However, especially the chewing and crushing of the food are necessary and of great significance and importance for the stomach and the intestines and for their digestive processes and, thus, for the breaking down and burning of the food. 12. Well-chewed and crushed foods facilitate these processes quite tremendously. 13. The front teeth, that is the biting teeth or the tearing teeth, are not sufficient for the chewing process and crushing process, which is why these functions are assigned to the molars, and these include the so-called wisdom teeth. 14. If the food isn't chewed properly and is crushed poorly, then health problems will arise from this in the course of time, which can spread to and affect the stomach as well as the intestines and even the immune system, which appears with many people on the earth, without them knowing what causes their suffering. 15. Stomach ulcers as well as intestinal ulcers are fairly often a result of a lack of quality with regard to the chewing and crushing of food. 16. Even the earthly physicians, etc. have, so far, gained no insights in this respect. 17. Indeed, by them and the scientists, it is even accepted, erroneously, that wisdom teeth are useless leftover from the early days of the Earth people. But this corresponds to a misconception beyond compare. 18. Thus, even we, who are not only superior to the people of the earth in consciousness but also in physical evolution, have wisdom teeth, of course, because these are, in fact, vitally necessary. 19. If humans are missing these teeth, then health problems, as I said, can appear. Billy, thanks. In the story of Jmanuel, it is recorded that he had succumbed to sweating blood before being arrested by his captors. To my knowledge, this is called hematidrosis. Many people, who aren't educated in relation to this, suppose that sweating blood isn't possible. But to my knowledge, this acceptance is erroneous. Quetzal, 20. That is correct. 21. Hematidrosis, or sweating blood, is a reality. Billy, what does the future hold in regards to rain, snow, climate warming, etc.? Quetzal, 22. I explained before that the coming time will bring all sorts of disasters in terms of the weather and the climate, that is their change. 23. In the next few decades and well into the third millennium, the Earth and its humanity will be afflicted by many natural disasters. 24. Great earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and devastating thunderstorms, snowstorms, hurricanes, and violent cyclones will be rife, whereby tremendous amounts of water and snow will fall down from the clouds upon the earth, causing enormous floods and snow catastrophes in the form of enormous avalanches, etc. 25. The origin for this will be in global warming, which will partially be attributed to natural causes but mostly to the environmental pollution, environmental degradation, and climate influence of the Earth people, as this has already been the case for many years. 26. The Earth's climate is changing, and as a result, everything leads to greater evaporation of the seas, streams, rivers, and lakes, for which the greenhouse gas, CO2, is also to blame, which the people release into the atmosphere. 27. Through this, many other things also change in the nature of the Earth as well as in the planet itself, such as the circulation and the number and intensity of the winds, which are becoming increasingly stronger and more powerful and which grow into severe hurricanes, etc. 28. The two main factors, evaporation and stronger storm-related winds, make it that during the periods from spring to autumn, massive rainstorms break out over the earth, and enormous masses of water rain down and flood everything, while in the cold winter season, also vast amounts of moisture are driven over the areas of the mainland, forming into snow crystals in the cold air and leading to very unusually heavy and extreme snowfalls, which often continue for days. 29. This means, however, that the danger of avalanches will also very greatly increase in the mountains, especially in Europe, whereby the greatest destructions will be caused, and many human lives will have to be lamented through terrible deaths, when increasingly more, larger, more dangerous, and more destructive avalanches appear. Billy, and what causes avalanches, or what is the reason for an avalanche formation? Quetzal, 30. Basically, through winds, sunshine, and cold fronts, various snow layers form, which are only loosely stacked on top of each other, so for example, underneath is a crusted, frozen layer, and above that is a loose and quite airy layer or simply loose, powdery snow. 31. Such structures enough, then, for an avalanche to occur, when, through a gust of wind, through a snowdrift breaking off, through a slight shock of earthly origin, a small movement between the different covers of snow arises. 32. In addition, avalanches are released by all kinds of animals as well as by irresponsible people who go on such dangerous snow cliffs, on foot or on skis or sleds, etc., whereby the slightest shocks are enough to trigger a catastrophe. 33. Depending on the critical structure of the various, resulting snow layers, a thrown snowball or object may already be enough for the releasing of an avalanche. 34. In fact, often just the slightest shocks are sufficient. Billy, and what are the most dangerous avalanches? Quetzal, 35. Undoubtedly the snow powder avalanches. 36. This is a fact that, unfortunately, isn't recognized by many people and leads to fatal accidents. Billy, do all climate changes actually have no consequences for the planet itself? Do you know something about this? Quetzal, 37. Of course, the planet itself is also affected in various forms, but to enumerate all of these in detail would take too long. 38. However, it should be said that all resulting changes in the climate as well as the greenhouse gas and the inner Earth resource exploitation by the Earth person will lead, in the course of time, to a change in the Earth's rotation. 39. At first, this will only be in the fault of the Earth person, or will there also be natural, planetary, and cosmic factors in play? Quetzal, 40. Your acceptance is right, on the one hand, the Earth people will be very much to blame for these coming changes, but on the other hand, completely natural, planetary, and cosmic process will also play a role that isn't to be underestimated. Billy, with that, you probably mean the way of all ephemeral, into which everything, including the earth, is arranged? Quetzal, 41. That is the sense of my words, yes. Billy, may I now ask how old your mother and your father are? Quetzal, 42. That is no secret. 43. My mother is 481, and my father is 483 years old. Billy, do you know of even other universes than the dull universe and ours? With this, I don't just mean other dimensions or other space-time configurations in our darn universe, but actually